Mike, you and your guys have talked a lot about it mattering that you battled and the kind of at-bats you were taking and that sort of thing. I imagine you see this as the manifestation of that.
Yeah, I see it as a continuation of that. I see a continuation of really the identity this team has set forth from the very beginning. You know, we talk about winners finding a solution, being better as the game goes, never giving anything away in competition, regardless of circumstances. I think this club's already proved it multiple times this year, and it clearly proved it tonight. So couldn't be more pleased. It's not an easy thing to do. Could easily checked out, but nobody, not one guy, when that score was 8-0, was they actually came together more, started talking more, and started to say, okay, how are we going to figure this out? And, man, really impressive and proud of the club.
A lot of big moments. There was a 9-pitch at bat by Crony,
yes,
a home run. What were your thoughts on that?
That was the start of the turning point, right? You know, me and Espo were sitting there talking, and he was like, man, he's going to get this guy. He's going to get this guy. He's going to get this guy. And the bat kept going. He's like, man, he's putting a good swing, and he hits one, you know, just foul. And then, but that's representation of what we're talking about. It's 8-0 in the sixth, and he's sitting there battling his tail off and taking a competitive, hard-nosed at bat, grinding. You know, it's one thing we talked to right before the inning started. And you look up and you're in the fifth and, you know, Sy's got 85 pitches. Like, you know, we've taken good at-bats, didn't cash in a little bit earlier. But, man, we're taking good at-bats. We're going to get this guy out of here pretty soon. Never know what happens. And, boom, he pops him. It's 8-2 and got some momentum. And it was just went from there. A huge at-bat by Crony.
Real quick, can you – in the second sort of just lost a few of his pitches.
Yeah, you know what? You know, quick first, everything sharp, two quick outs in the second, and then, you know, Horner hits the ball down the line. They put together some good at-bats and, you know, a couple swings by their lefties and, you know, Happ and Bellinger drove him in a couple runs and, you know, just to put a long inning on him. He went out and grabbed the third, which ended up being important. Got a scoreless inning, but at that point we're like, you know, that's enough for today. And let's give Pedro Avila some credit. He hadn't pitched in 5 days and hadn't pitched a much prior to that. A little overhyped, you know, when he came in, couldn't locate as much. You know, they put some numbers on him, but he settled down, and that clean 5 and 6 were really important. And, you know, we talk about our bullpen. It was tip of the hat to Delo and, you know, Peralta, and then, of course, Suarez came in and shut it down.
What's it like to be on Tatis' side in these moments?
It's always good to be on right by Toddy, all our guys. But he actually came up to me, and we were talking. You know, he barely missed that play, you know, that Swanson hit. And he's like, man, just a game of inches. I said, yeah, you know, sometimes the inches don't work out for us. We got to keep fighting. He goes, yeah, we're going to keep fighting. This is when the score was, you know, 8-0. He said, don't worry, we're going to keep fighting. And he patted me on the back. And then he hits the big homer, and it was impressive. Impressive guy. I'm really proud of him. All right. Yep. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Dennis.
What did you make of the way he was brushed back on that pitch and then just obviously came up the next pitch?
Yeah, you know, I've seen that happen with Albert. You know, you try to go up and in or do something, and clearly it wasn't intentional. That's not the point, but nobody likes, you know, ball up and in on him, and next thing you know, he made him pay. So, you know, would it change anything? I have no idea, but, you know, put a good swing on a ball he got that he could handle, and it's a big moment for us, big moment for him.